Village Round Lake, regular board meeting, March 21st, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order a regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, March 21st, 2016, at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Trippin.
Present.
I'd like to introduce Boy Scout Troop number 275, Scout Pack number 99, to present the flag of the United States of America.
Color guard for march. Ready? Fall. Color guard, please hold the colors. Reassemble. Everyone, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Miller, come now. Face. Forward. March. Ready. Halt. Come now. Face. Your dismissed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was enough. With that taken care of, may I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February 29, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any additions, discussions? If not, may I have it all in favor?
Yeah, aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to the consent agenda, item 5.1 through 5.8. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $385,450.51. Approve payroll for the period ending March 6, 2016, in the amount of $129,811.94. Adopt a resolution authorizing the lease of copiers from Konica Minolta. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution amending the urban forest management program. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving Sawbill Tree Service, quote, to remove parkway trees at $110 each, not to exceed the remaining budget amount of $35,750. Item 5.6, adopt an ordinance amending the village code relating to theft and retail theft. Item 5.7, adopt an ordinance amending the village code relating to motor vehicle and traffic. And item 5.8, adopt an ordinance prohibiting the use of groundwater as potable water supply by the installation or use of potable water supply wells or by any other method.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1. Yes.
Can we go back to public comment?
Yes, we did. The thing's out of order. Is there any public comment? Sorry for that. Absolutely, sir.
Mr. Mayor, members of the Board of Trustees, good evening. My name is Gregory Lewis. I'm a homeowner and a taxpayer here in Round Lake. I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to express my concerns regarding the housing ordinances here in Round Lake. As some of you may know, approximately 12 months ago, I was sent an issue notification letter at my home at 714 staff letter, Mr. Donovan, the Round Lake Code Enforcement Officer, identified issues that needed to be corrected in order for me to be in compliance with the RLMC. Specifically, that I was asking my roommates to help defray my living expenses by sharing in the cost of utilities, etc. As I'm sure many of you know, this is a common wide practice here in Round Lake with many large families in the Hispanic community, as well as throughout the country, as housing costs are rising rapidly. In response to my letter to the village, I expressed my desire to comply with all Round Lake building codes and offer reasonable explanations and solutions to the issues raised by the village. In my follow-up conversation with Mr. Donovan, who I have found to be an excellent representative of the village, I was told that after consulting with his attorney, the village had decided to drop the matter. Imagine my surprise last month, a full
Mr. Rodriguez arrived at 7:06.
Detailing the exact same issues I thought had been resolved. I immediately called Mr. Donovan on the following Monday morning, was referred to the village administrator's office, and then to Mr. Wysocki, the village prosecutor. It was during my discussion with Mr. Wysocki that I found out that I am not allowed to have friends within my home with me, even if I do not ask them to share the cost of our mutual housing expenses. And in addition, if I choose to use my house as a rental property, I could, as per the village policy, only rent to a family, the definition being that they have to be related to each other, or I could relate to a single individual. Mr. Wysocki and I had a productive conversation, and a mutually agreeable solution was reached, and that I would be given 60 days to rectify the situation. I contacted my realtor the following morning in order to place my house on the rental market. He raised some very valid questions, and seeing as how these issues are of interest to many Round Lake residents, I have come before you to ask the following questions. Are Round Lake residents allowed to have guests in their house, providing no money in exchange of hands? Seeing as how my house is in a single family residential district, am I only allowed to rent to a family or people who are related to each other, as Mr. Wysocki informed me during our conversation on March 1st. As my realtor pointed out, this would appear to be a violation of federal law, which prohibits discriminating against gay or lesbian couples or unmarried couples. If I was to rent out to a family and they chose to get roommates without my knowledge or consent, would I, as the landlord, be held responsible for their actions and once again be given a notice of violation and threatened with a lawsuit with a $750 a day fine? As I'm sure you would agree, these are valid and reasonable questions, the answer of which all Round Lake residents and landlords would like an answer to. Lastly, it would appear that I'm being singled out for selective enforcement of the RLMC. I'm happy to offer evidence that not only are there homeowners on my street doing the exact same thing I am accused of doing, there are also other homeowners on my street that are in violation of RLMC. I'm specifically referring to the home at 807 North Lakeview Drive, whose owners are offering a lost apartment for rent listed as a non-existent address of 809 North Lakeview Drive. This rental is being offered by Century 21 of all places, and it's not only listed on the MLS, but there's also a sign in front of their house, which is clearly visible while standing in front of my house. Also referring to the numerous boats and trailers parked in violation of RLMC 8.48.020.C, which state recreational vehicles such as boats and trailers must be parked on an approved dustless surface. There are three such occurrences that are clearly visible from the street, including 732 North Lakeview Drive, 725 North Lakeview Drive, and 702 North Lakeview Drive. I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees for its time and attention to the issues I have raised. I look forward to your response, and once again, would like to express my sincere desire to comply with all Round Lake laws. Thank you.
And before any of the trustees respond, I'd like to address Mr. Lewis's. Do you have a written set of the questions that you want to pose to the
Well, those
trustees?
Were the three questions specifically.
Okay.
In light of what my realtor informs me is a recent ruling in I do believe you said it was Waukegan.
Yes.
I would think that it would be necessary for the village trustees to look into these issues.
Okay. And because this matter has been referred to the village prosecutor, I would like to send those questions to him and let him prepare a response for the trustees, and then we could continue to communicate.
I would answer immediately.
Okay.
Like, since this was of interest to all Round Lake residents, that we would have them hold it in the forum discussing it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Madam Clerk, would you let the record reflect that Trustee Rodriguez came in and is present at 7:06 p.m.
I did. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I would be comments made related to a walkway on the Park Road.
You can state your name, please.
Yes, I will. My name is Doug Wheelow. My wife and I have lived in Round Lake for 30 years on Lakeview Drive, which is on the lake. We raised four kids there, the youngest of whom still lives with us. She's 21. My concern tonight, I'm going to condense it because there's an issue that I've tried to help the village out with. It just isn't going to happen. But the first one is related to at the end of Park Road, at the north end of Park, where it veers off and goes to the west. I have maps if anybody would need them, but it's adjacent to the park on Park. There's an easement that passes from Round Lake into Round Lake Beach. The Round Lake Beach side of that is walkable and easy to get through by pedestrians. The Round Lake side is not as easily navigated. Navigation might be an appropriate term at this time because there's a lot of water that courses across it. So it gets muddy and impassable. And the reason I mention my youngest daughter is because she frequently tries to walk through there. There's ways we go around the lake sometimes. Sometimes we're just passing over to the Round Lake Beach for sundry reasons. But that right now, the village has taken some steps to make that area look better and be more usable by pedestrians. I'd like to see a little more completion of some of the projects. There's still standing dead trees on or adjacent to the property. It's 15 feet wide by 125 feet long. There's standing dead trees right now. There's a lot of broken glass that's accumulated. It's a winter's worth of glass, probably, but most of it accumulated recently. And in addition to those two things, there's the path itself is muddy and frequently leads to dumping. I've picked it up myself a couple times just out of frustration. I know the village has done that recently, and my church youth group has done it a couple times back when it used to be more expensive dumping than the previous administration. My request to the village is just to follow up on cleaning up that area. Since the village may or may not acquire the adjacent property, maybe to go 10 or 15 feet beyond the actual easement and take out a couple of dead trees to kind of deface the thing might show some initiative. Even if the village doesn't acquire the property, it would show concern. It ties in with the second thing that I didn't think was criticizing with it, and that's that I was walking on ice on Long Lake late in the winter and noticed at the front of the Boston Park on Park property that the village may or may not acquire, I'm told, that some pretty severe erosion is going on. That erosion is quickly creeping toward the old Jordan Premack house. It's a stone house, the first house that you come to from the Park on Park, extreme east end of it, right by the water. First house there is a stone house with green trim, with green tile roof, and that erosion is moving toward that area. What I thought might be able to happen would be to secure a grant. There is a shoreline restoration grant available through the park district, but upon careful reading, it's only for residences. There may be a way which additional funding could be secured, but it would take some negotiation, so that wasn't going to happen before this meeting. In any event, the whole thing kind of tied together there was just making that area look better and more presentable. My main thinking is that if the common person can walk through there, that then there's less loitering and people who are undesirable lingering there. I was by there on Sunday. In that period of time, there were people walking their dogs who happened to be friends of mine from across on Park Road. And they said, we would use that if it was open. I didn't ask them any questions or anything. I just said, I'm looking at this to see what could be done about it. They were walking their dog. They said there was a little adjacent thing like Ridgewood. There's just a short area that's not paved or anything. The reason I'm pursuing this is because I looked over the village comprehensive plan, and it shows in many places the importance of sidewalks and pedestrian traffic. I think it kind of underscores the need to make what we already own and are to maintain do a little bit better job of what we have. So my request would be some simple improvements to make it so you can get through there even when water is flowing, which soon it shall be. Any questions for me?
Do you have a copy of that, Jim?
I do.
I've been a lot of newer trustees who are familiar with getting my copy of it.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I can get more. I live on Lakeview Drive, which is just across the channel. Anything else? Three maps.
Okay. You take that.
Thank you.
This one doesn't show the markings of the Fawcett property and such, but it shows the area I'm speaking of.
It shows on there an alley on one third car. It shows the little green area.
Thank you, Doug. Is there any further public comment? Thank you for coming in and voicing your opinion. It's what makes it all worthwhile. On to item 6.1 from the clerk's office, Madam Clerk.
Everybody should have received an email from Lake County regarding the statement of economic interest. And they had asked for it to be completed by March 4th. If you didn't get it done by March 4th, you still can go online to do it. However, you will still receive a paper filing. It must be filed in the office no later, in the office with Lake County, no later than May 1st. If you do not file by May 1st, you will incur a $15 late filing fee. And those who have not filed by May 15th are also subject to a penalty of $100 per day in addition to the $15 late filing fee. And failure to file by May 31st shall result in ineligibility for or forfeiture of the officer position of employment. I have an updated listing as of today, and one trustee has filed so far. And so if everybody could please go back to your emails and file. And if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to try to help.
Okay. I also received a notice from the clerk's office. I did get the paper copy, and there's a page missing to it. So I received another email from the clerk that if you receive the paper copy and it's not complete, which mine isn't, to either do an e-filing or they'll send another paper copy. So, you know.
Good. it. Yeah, they're really sticklers on this this year. So, if you have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And finally, Mayor's comments. Steve, item 14.1, are we making, asking for guidance on this, or are we going to?
There's a resolution in the packet, I don't know if you want to read it, regarding the state passing the budget.
Has anybody had a chance to take a look at that? It was sent to us by the Lake County Municipal League, urging us to adopt a resolution urging the Illinois state leaders to pass a final budget, which I think seems a little redundant. I believe all of us need that. I don't know if we need a resolution. But anyways, would you like to pass a resolution? I'm going to ask you your opinion on this.
Sure.
Let's go to item 14.1 then. Adopt a resolution urging the Illinois state leaders to pass a final budget. May I get a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Foy. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. A brief comment, if I may, leading into our committee of the whole meeting. I'm sure you know that it's our CIP capital improvement time in the budget process, and there's just a couple of comments that I want to make because this year is a little different. We have nearly $22.7 million in projects scheduled from 2017 through 2022. It's the highest dollar amount that the Village of Round Lake has ever presented. And this in no means means that this is the dollar amount that we are seeking board approval on. What our strategy was when I was talking with Steve is there are so many projects that are out there that's in the village. It's visible to me, and I'm sure to a lot of other people, that we've never included in a plan. And for the sake of things not dropping off the radar list, I wanted them on black and white. I wanted it on paper so we can see it. And it doesn't mean that we can reach out and touch it and feel it, but I just want to make sure that these projects do not get forgotten about as they have in the past. And that's the reason that this dollar amount has gone up significantly. You might notice in there, we have the village has adopted a payment analysis, and we're in the process of doing this, but this is a complicated process of looking at our financial forecast, the cost of road reconstruction as opposed to resurfacing, and how many Band-Aids. I guess the question is, how many Band-Aids are we going to put forward? Because, and we're not the only municipality dealing with this. Every single one out there, every roundtable that I've been to, this is a huge topic. But it's something, again, that I don't want to fall off, and we need to be aware of. So those are matters that still have to be added into it in the next few years. The plan right now is making sure that we have monies reserved so we can get into reconstruction or resurfacing the streets as on an as-need basis, which unfortunately is going to start catching up to us, just like it does with every other municipality. We are not alone here. The big message is that our CIP, the dollar has gone up to an amount that we've never seen before, but we're also looking at projects that we've never had on record before. And don't forget, you have the final say. Every single project that comes through here has to come through with board approval. So that's, you know, that's the big thing. But We have to roll up our sleeves here in the next, starting now, and really look at this. And I've mentioned this before. I think this starts with comments in our capital or in our comprehensive plan, the MOVE initiative memo that administration has put forward a couple of months ago, and we need to roll up our sleeves and get busy on how we're going to survive this. So I just wanted to make that statement. The other thing that Administrator Shield pointed out today, and I'm quite proud of this, we're a few steps ahead of a lot of municipalities in the county. This is our 10th year of having a capital improvement project plan. A lot of municipalities are just getting on board. This is Roundlake's 10th year, so to administration, I tilt my hat to you. We're ahead of the ballgame compared to other municipalities. As you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Chief Mike Gillette, and his wife, his family. His mother-in-law passed away on, was it Friday evening, Steve? Just that note, he's been in my thoughts and prayers for several days. I just lost my mom a little over a month ago, and tough times ahead. And with that, I'll pass it on to the trustees' comments.
I'm good.
So.
My condolences also to Chief Gillette and thank Sharon and the rest of the family. Thank you also, everyone, for voting towards the resolution for state leaders. Sometimes our voice seems like it's never heard, but it's never going to be heard if we don't speak up and say something when challenges like this arise. And then finally, I have to say how proud I am to be a part of this comp plan. You guys work so hard, and it's so necessary, and I think it's a great way to not lose our sight of what needs to be done and what should be done. Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank Steve and everybody who spent time with me and explained, decided to work out the budget that we've been looking at. What I want to say is that when we actually sit down and we actually get down to actual brass tacks of this whole thing, we do have to do something things. We have to come into it with an open mind, because what we've been doing for years is put a band-aid on a campus if we need to get it fixed. And that's what this MOVE thing is all about. We're supposed to fix it so that we in turn become very, 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 very attractive to businesses and other companies and organizations that would like to be a part of Round Lake. So therefore, I'm going to pass this down, but I want everybody to keep an open mind, because it's important. Now, I've got a vested interest in that. You know, a little stucco or whatever that stuff is. I shipped up my house out about 2-3 blocks away from there. And I kind of like Round Lake a lot. And I want it to succeed, and I want us to succeed. So, without any further comment, also my condolences to the chief and his family. This moment for reason. Thanks to all of the people that make this thing run. I'm forgetting to be okay? So, what it is that, you know, there's a lot of people out here that don't realize that a lot of things fall on you, Adam, and you also wade at the same time. And it goes without saying, but as I say, Commander Aiken, you know, I love the police department. That's just essentially it is. And I always say, if we ever invaded by space invaders or whatever, you would be able to take care of it, because. So, other than that.
Thank you, Trustee Frank. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think Sue has said it all, so I'm just going to ask.
Thank you. Sergio?
Okay, well, I guess the bill is the chief, and I just want to thank all the staff and all the hard work they do, and especially the police department. Thank you, Troy, for the chief staff. I know the trustee, we all trust you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Any new business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:30.